Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Heat stress is often talked about with feedlot cattle, but animals on pasture can be at risk too. All livestock can struggle when high temperatures, humidity, low wind, and warm nights stack together. During a heat wave, water is the first place to start. During hot weather, livestock water demand can increase quickly. Check water sources before a heat event, not after animals are already stressed out. Make sure that tanks are clean, water flow is adequate, and animals have enough space to drink without crowding. Weak flow or limited tank space can lead to bunching, and bunching adds heat. Shade can help as well, but only if it's used well. Natural shade from trees can be valuable, but it can also concentrate animals into one area. If shade is limited, cattle may bunch tightly, reducing airflow, damaging grass, and avoiding grazing. When possible, make sure that water, shade, and grazing areas are not pulling livestock into one small spot during the hardest part of the day. Air movement is also important. Wind helps animals cool themselves down. Pastures with draws, heavy tree cover, or low areas may have less airflow, especially on still, humid days. Watch where animals are spending their time and whether they have room to spread out. Fly control can also play a role. Flies and other pests can cause animals to bunch, stomp, and stand instead of grazing or resting. Good fly control will not eliminate heat stress, but it can reduce one more reason that animals will crowd together. Finally, avoid handling, hauling, or rotating livestock during the heat of the day. If animals need to be moved or worked, do it early in the morning and keep it quiet and low stress. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.